These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you for tuning in. Are you looking for a suspenseful thriller? Because that's what's in store for you in the Inner Sanctum. And if you're not, listen anyway. And if you enjoy this episode, be sure to check out Beyond Midnight and Dark Fantasy in the archives, just to name a few. And as always, please follow and rate the show. And with that, please enjoy.
Hello. Hello.
Oh,
there you are. I was afraid for a moment that you had forgotten our appointment. Why, you almost scared me to death. And that won't do after all the pains I've taken to scare you. You remember me, don't you? I'm your host on behalf of the makers of Carter's Pills. And you're to be my guest tonight in the mysterious circle of the Inner Sanctum. Come in, friends, won't you? Thank you. Take that chair by the fire. Good. And you'll become accustomed to the dim lights in a moment. Don't get too comfortable, because we'll have you out of that chair with thrills and chills, shivers and quivers. You're on our side, aren't you? You'd better be. But don't worry. Instead of the arch criminals haunting us, we're going to haunt them. We're going to scare the daylights out of them. Yes. Welcome, then, friends. Welcome to the mysterious circle of the Inner Sanctum. And listen to as weird and strange a tale as ever was told. The amazing death of Mrs. Putnam. The night is dismal. A light shines uncertainly in the room of a large, gloomy mansion. Suddenly, a sobbing, hysterical woman slams the door shut, rushes to the telephone.
Get the police, quick. The police. Quiet, quiet, Wolf. Oh, hurry. Please, hurry. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Police department?
This is Mrs. Putnam. You've got to save me from them. They'll kill me.
Put that telephone down.
Help, they're going to kill me. I'm being murdered.
Where are you?
Oh,
who are you?
Killing me. Help, help.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, operator. This is Jeff Hansen, police headquarters. Trace the call that just came through to us. Hurry.
That's funny, Jeff.
Did you hear what I heard, Porky?
I sure did, unless we're both having the same dream.
Hold it, Porky. Yes? Yes, operator. Hanson, Jeff Hanson. You have? That's swell.
Write this down, Porky.
Yes, sir.
Yes? The Putnam House, Maple Street. Thank you very much.
The Putnam House?
Yeah.
Hey, that's the first time in centuries we've heard that name in a police department.
Come on, Porky. Someone in that house is in great danger. We've got to get there and quickly. Put your foot all the way down on the gas.
Oh, what's all the excitement, Jeff? It's just another murder case or something. We get them wholesale.
Maybe you're right, Porky.
You're too jumpy lately, Jeff. What's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. Just on edge.
You ought to get married. Then you'd have so many other troubles, you wouldn't have time to think of yourself. You know, everybody should get married. At least once.
Especially you, Porky.
Oh, I'd get married tomorrow if I knew a girl who'd love me for myself alone.
Keep your eyes on the road, Miss Advice to the Lovelorn.
All right. I forgive you for the crack. Now, look, Jeff. You and me is a great detective. Only you can solve everything but the mysteries of the heart. So what does nature do? Nature endows me with the wisdom which you ain't got in that department. Ain't nature wonderful? Sending me to straighten out your amours? Now, first of all, you got to learn to treat love lightly.
This is Maple Street, Porky.
Oh, okay. I'll take up the lessons in love where I left off later.
Pull up, Miss Lovelorn. Here we are. Let's go.
Right, Jeff. It's a pretty old house. Ain't exactly a haunted place, but a ghost could feel at home here.
No, Miss Silly. This house is fairly modern. What are you muttering about?
I'm counting the stairs. Didn't you teach me to observe everything? 7, 8.
Now, remember, keep your eyes open and your mouth shut.
You know how reliable I am, Jeff.
Yeah, I do.
Yes?
We're from police headquarters.
One moment, please. You can't come in like that.
It's all right, Williamson.
Yes, Miss Lewis.
Come in, please.
Thank you, miss. My name is Jeff Hanson. This is Ed Lamb, better known as Porky.
I'm Lois Putnam.
How you doing, Miss Putnam?
Did you say you were from police headquarters?
Yes.
That's odd. How did you find out so soon?
We had a telephone call.
From whom?
It was a woman. I believe she said her name was Putnam.
What? Oh, no. When did you get this call?
Only a few minutes ago. The woman screamed that she was being murdered. She cried out for help.
Oh, no, no. What in heaven's name are you talking about? My aunt is dead.
Dead?
Yes. She died 2 hours ago.
Her name was Mrs. Putnam?
Yes, Martha Putnam.
You say your aunt died 2 hours ago?
Yes.
But we received a phone call for help only 20 minutes ago.
Oh, that's impossible. Are you sure the call came from here?
It was traced to your number. Besides, I believe the woman said her name was Mrs. Putnam. Isn't that right, Porky?
It sounded like it.
This is some idiot's idea of humor. The poor woman has been dead more than 2 hours.
Lois, you should rest. You haven't closed your eyes.
I will, Doctor. These men are from police headquarters.
Oh?
This is Dr. Holloway.
Doctor?
Detective Hanson, did you say?
Jeff Hanson. This is Ed Lamb.
Hi, Doc.
Were the police informed of your aunt's death, Lois?
They traced a strange phone call back to this house, Doctor. Somebody screamed for help.
From this house?
Yes.
Then why didn't we hear it?
Perhaps we made a mistake. However, we're forced to sort of look around. Please forgive us, Miss Putnam.
Do whatever you like.
Thank you.
Well, perhaps you'd better lie down, Lois.
I'll be all right.
Porky, I want you to make a thorough search of the house and don't let anything go unnoticed.
You betcha.
Oh, Doctor.
Yes, be back in a moment, though. What is it?
If you don't mind, Doctor, I'd...
Do you wish to ask me questions?
Please.
But all right.
What caused Mrs. Putnam's death?
The causes of her death were quite natural. A blood clot lodged itself in the veins of her heart. You may have heard it called coronary thrombosis.
How many members are there in the family?
Well, there's Lois and Mrs. Putnam's brother. He's very ill, and his sight is failing.
Is there anyone else?
Yes, there's Joel Adams, the gardener. He lives in the back of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
He and the butler have been with Mrs. Putnam for years.
Mm. Oh, would you mind, Doctor, if I looked at Mrs. Putnam?
If you wish, just follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating mystery, friend? A strange telephone call late at night. A woman screams for help, a dog barks, two shots ring out, and then the police dash to the house and find that the woman died of natural causes 2 hours earlier. Riddle me that, my friend. Oh, have no fear, for the day of ghost-like voices from the dead and the day of superstition is past. Or is it? We shall see. We shall see. This way, Mr. Hanson.
Thank you. Why do you keep this door locked?
Oh, simply to avoid any scene. They're all so high-strung.
Oh. What's the matter with your hand, Doctor?
You mean this bandage?
You hurt yourself?
Well, just clumsiness. While cutting some gauze, I slipped my hand. It bled rather acutely.
I'm sorry for all this inconvenience, but in my business, it's wisest to check on everything.
I understand. You wish to examine the body more thoroughly?
No. No, I don't think so. She looks rather natural for a corpse. There we go.
Yes.
May I see the butler now?
Yes, this tussle. We'll bring him in just a few moments.
After I see him, I'd like to talk to the others, too.
Oh, you'll be tactful with Lois, won't you? She's quite broken up. She was attached to the old lady.
Of course.
Did you ring for me, Dr. Holloway?
Yes, Williamson. Detective Hanson wishes to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll take a look at Lois.
Quite all right, Doctor.
Excuse me.
Your name is Williamson, I gathered.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been working for Mrs. Putnam?
32 years.
A long time, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
By the way, did you hear any odd noises or screaming this evening?
No, sir.
You did hear two shots, though, didn't you?
No, sir.
You're not frightened, are you, Williamson?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. This house isn't what it seems on the outside.
Oh?
No, it's full of hatred. Everyone hated Mrs. Putnam, and she hated all of us. The Lord found vengeance. She didn't deserve to live. There wasn't a kind thought in her head.
Who killed her?
The devil took her.
Who fired those two shots?
Lightning struck twice.
Where is the dog?
In Hades with his mistress.
Ah. Don't think you're fooling me, Williamson, by avoiding my questions. Take me to Mr. Putnam's room.
Yes, sir. It's right here. He's very ill, though. Shall I knock?
No. No, you may go.
Yes, sir. Who is it?
I'm sorry to intrude. Are you Mr. Putnam?
Who are you?
Detective Hanson, police headquarters.
Oh, the police, eh? What are you doing in my house?
I thought the house belonged to your sister.
It belongs to me now. What business is it of yours? Who else would she leave everything to?
Mr. Putnam, did anything unusual happen to your sister earlier this evening? I mean, has she been ill?
Cat was never ill in her life.
Would there be any reason for anyone murdering her?
Murder? I don't know. Maybe. She's hurt each and every one of us. She ruined Lois' life by sending her fiancé away many years ago. She made me into the wreck I am with her cruel tongue and her devilish disposition. She was responsible for the death of the gardener's wife long ago. Hasn't done a kind thing in her life. If she's been murdered, then I say good riddance.
Is it possible that all of you had given her cause to treat you that way?
Don't you dare say that. You stupid, foolish maniac. You didn't know her. How dare you? Get out of my room. Get out of my house. Get out of my...
I'm sorry, Mr. Putnam. I didn't mean to upset you. I'll go now.
Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, Porky?
Hey, I've been looking for you.
Yes?
Yeah, I've been all over the house. I checked on everything. 15 rooms, 19 windows, 8 beds, 3 fireplaces, and 3 bathrooms.
And nothing looks suspicious?
No. You think maybe there is some mistake, Jeff?
I don't know. A phone call being traced here is absolute. They never make a mistake. But her voice and her death almost 2 hours before we got the call makes it strange. I must confess I'm stumped.
Did you talk to everyone?
I'd like to talk to the gardener. But right now, we'll pretend that everything's all right. We made a mistake. We'll drive away and then come back later.
You mean you really ain't thoroughly convinced?
That's right, Porky. I've got a hunch that we're up against a case that's stranger than any we've ever known or heard of.
cop walk in. Don't look back.
Right, Jeff.
I don't want them to think that we're even slightly suspicious. They may be watching us from the window. Throw on your lights and get the car started.
Yep.
Porky.
What, Jeff?
Don't move. Just look over there.
Where?
Right straight in the beam of the light.
Well, I don't... What do you mean?
In the garden. That mound of earth.
It looks kind of fresh.
Right.
Holy Mizuma. You think maybe somebody's buried under there?
We'll soon find out. Drive the car down a few blocks. We'll come back on foot and very quietly.
Jumping catfish, Jeff.
So loud, Porky. Don't hit the rock. Just loosen it.
How much deeper are we going to dig, Jeff?
The earth is still soft. We haven't reached what we're after.
What are we after?
We'll know soon enough.
You think the old lady might be buried here and the body in the house is somebody else?
I don't know.
Hey, Jeff.
Huh?
Jeff, I hit something firm with my shovel. Feels like a body.
All right. Don't use the shovel anymore. We'll dig with our hands. Porky, you're right. It is a body.
Yeah, it feels like it's wrapped up in a rug of some kind.
All right. Get a grip on it.
We'll pull it up. Okay.
Let's go.
It's
the dog.
The dog we heard barking on the phone.
Then there were shots, and that woman's voice did come from this house. They killed the dog and the woman, too.
Ah, are you completely mystified? Wondering about the strange death of Mrs. Putnam? And what will happen next?
Well, there's no need to be frightened. We know how old-fashioned it is to stop like this suddenly and leave you in mid-air wondering about the outcome of the story. Oh, are you in mid-air? Good. Good. But we assure you everything will come out all right. We won't let you down. And this is as good a time as any to remind you of someone else who won't let you down. The makers of Carter's Little Liver Pills. When you don't feel good, try Carter's Little Liver Pills. They do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. For they are simple pills made of vegetable drugs. They wake up the flow of one of our most vital digestive juices. When this vital juice flows at the rate of 2 pints a day, it helps to digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then most folks feel like happy days are here again. But be sure you get the genuine Carter's Little Liver Pills. Now let's solve tonight's inner sanctum mystery. Where were we? Oh, yes. Jeff and Porky had just unearthed the body of a dog.
The dog we heard barking on the phone.
Then there were shots, and that woman's voice did come from this house. They killed the dog and the woman, too.
Oh, I just swallowed a lump that had nails on it, Jeff.
Quick, walk it down.
Dad, what's the idea? Throw me right into...
Shh. Someone came to the window.
Yeah, but you didn't have to throw me right into the grave.
Sorry. Here, I'll help you out. They've left the window. Now, look, you stay here, Porky. I'm going in to talk to the gardener. You watch the house. I'll be right back.
Hey, you ain't gonna leave me here with this dead dog, are you?
Shh, quiet.
What do you want?
I'm from police headquarters. You better let me in.
What do you want?
I want some information about that dog that was buried in your garden.
You're crazy.
Who buried it there?
There's no dog in my garden.
Was there a dog in the house?
I don't know.
You'd better answer my questions, Mr. Adams, unless you prefer going to jail.
I don't know anything.
Who killed Mrs. Putnam?
Everybody. Everybody hated her.
What do you mean by that?
Everyone in that house wanted her to die. Her brother cursed her. Williamson might have poisoned her.
What about you?
Me? I didn't hate her anymore. She promised to leave all her money to me.
Oh? Why?
Well, it was her only sign of repentance.
Why, no other reason?
None that might be your business.
Did you hear any shots from the house this evening?
I was away.
Jeff!
What is it, Porky?
Hey, come quick, Jeff!
What's happened?
I had a brainstorm. Hurry, Jeff, hurry, come on.
You'd better not leave your house, Mr. Adams.
I'll be here.
What's up, Porky?
The windows. Huh? While I'm out here watching the house, I casually count everything. The stairs again. I count the colored bricks and the large bricks, and then I count the windows. Count them, Jeff.
What are you driving at?
Count them, count them. Come on, walk around the house. Huh? Count them.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 14, 17, 19, 20. 20
windows?
What? Great galloping ghost. 20 windows on the outside, and you said you counted...
19 on the inside.
That means that there's one window camouflaged on the inside. There must be a room within a room. Come on, Porky. They're going back inside that house. Only this time, uninvited and unseen.
You think maybe the room is up around here, Jeff?
Just keep trying, Porky. Run your fingers over every inch of wall and furniture.
Yeah.
You got something?
Heart failure. I get a splinter in my finger. Why did I ever...
Shh, quiet, Porky. I think I've got it.
No kidding?
Sit over here. Have your gun ready. There's a little knob here in back of the bookcase. I think it will swing the bookcase open and lead us into another room. Here goes.
Look out, Porky! Oh,
you've come to kill me, but I'll kill you first. I'll kill you if you come near me.
We haven't come to kill anyone. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Putnam.
What? Mrs. Putnam? Jeff, there's the ghost we needed to top off everything.
Hey, light a match, Porky.
Oh, there's a candle over there, Jeff.
All right, light it and bring it over here.
Okay.
How do we know that you're telling the truth, that you are Mrs. Putnam?
Heaven knows I am, but I wish I was someone else. I've gone through so much.
If you are Mrs. Putnam, then who is the dead woman downstairs?
The dead woman?
Yes.
She's my cook. She took suddenly ill and died earlier this evening.
Your cook?
I can prove to you that I'm Mrs. Putnam.
How?
My signature. I signed a new will tonight. They forced me to will everything to them. Oh, you must believe me.
We'll check on that. Was there any shooting in the house this evening?
Yes, yes. They shot my dog while the poor creature was trying to protect me. I called the police to help me. I thought they meant to kill me, but instead they brought me up here to face the living dead.
We're the police. If you are Mrs. Putnam, then we're here to help you.
Thank heaven. You don't know how they tortured me to make me write a new will.
You say the new will leaves everything
yes,
to them?
Yes.
In that event, it will be a simple matter to trap them and for you to prove yourself. Have you got the old will?
No, they destroyed it.
Well, it doesn't matter. You'll tell me the contents of the old will. They'll give themselves away when they hear it read. And now, Mrs. Putnam, about those who tortured you. Who are they? I'm grateful to all of you for not objecting to my presence at the reading of this will.
Well, having you here, Detective Hanson, is best for all of us. We're really obliged to you for your kindness.
Thank you, Miss Putnam. And now, if all of you don't mind, Dr. Holloway, Mr. Putnam, Williamson, Adams, I'll be brief. Oh, Porky, wheel Mr. Putnam's chair a little closer.
Right, Jeff.
I had the courts appoint me to see that this will is made valid and legal. Now, this is it. I, Martha Putnam, being of sound mind and body, do hereby bequeath my entire fortune and all my worldly goods to Joel Adams,
no.
My partner.
Oh, no, you've made a mistake.
Careful, Lois.
What did you say, Miss Putnam?
That isn't my aunt's last will.
Lois.
No, I must confess, Miss Putnam, that isn't in your aunt's last will.
Then what do you mean by reading that? My aunt left everything to me.
Please, Lois.
You're right, Lois, I did. In the will you forced me to sign.
Mrs. Putnam. Don't move, Doctor.
Yes, Lois, I signed a will leaving everything to you, that's true. But only because you and your darling doctor forced me to. Oh, I never dreamed that my own flesh and blood would be that selfish.
Just a moment, Mrs. Putnam. The conspiracy to spirit you away and bury the cook in your place was entirely my idea. Don't blame Lois.
It was a clever plot, my friends, and it might have worked, but fortunately you made mistakes. By the way, Doctor, does that bandage on your hand cover a nasty bite you got while doing away with the dog?
Yes, it does. I confess to everything, Mr. Hanson, but Mrs. Putnam is as much to blame as anyone. Everyone who ever lived in this house hated her. With all the money you had, Mrs. Putnam, you never did one decent thing in your whole life. You distrusted everybody, and hurt everybody. And so we plotted to get you out of the way. Fate was kind enough to provide us with your cook as the means. With your money, we could have gotten something out of life.
You'll get life now, all right, without her money.
Ah, you can relax now, friend. This story is over. But still another plot is being formed for our next session in the inner sanctum.
Are we scared?
Sure. But what of it? Isn't the villain a great deal more frightened than we? But thanks to clever sleuthing, everything will be solved. And there's one more mystery we may be able to solve for you quite easily. When you don't feel good, when you're low and irritable and the whole world looks black and uninviting, try Carter's Little Liver Pill. Don't give in to that depressed feeling that bogs you down. Go to your nearest drugstore right now and ask for genuine Carter's Little Liver Pills. Regular size, 25 cents. There now. We've closed the door to the inner sanctum for another week. Time to go. But spread the news to all arch criminals that we shall ride again in their pursuit next week. This is no laughing matter for them, my friend, so take your tongue out of your cheek. That's better. Remember, we'll expect you next week at this same time in the mysterious circle of the inner sanctum. Oh, by the way, you like good mystery stories, so be sure to read this month's Inner Sanctum Mystery, The Case of the Solid Key, by Anthony Boucher. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Good evening, friends. This is your host to welcome you again through the creaking door into the inner sanctum. Come in, come in. I'm enjoying some winter sports with a couple of cold-blooded skates. Personally, I don't mind the low temperature anymore. That's because I wear a snow-foe storm coat. Keeps the cold spirits out. Yes, sir, now I'm just a werewolf in a sheepskin-lined shroud. Oh, him? Now, that's our photographer, Artie. Yes, he just passed out while taking a picture from overexposure. Ready now for our excursion beyond the grave. Let me warn you, we're a bit crowded. You may not be able to get a round-trip ticket. We can accommodate you on the way out, but coming back, you'll have to double up with a corpse. The fog rolls in from the sea and begins to blanket the long, narrow island, which is joined to the Florida mainland by a bridge. In a lone house on the island, two men stand at the window, watching the mist develop into a thick gauze, obscuring the lights on the mainland.
Francis, the fog is getting worse.
Look. Look out there. It's covering everything like a disgusting, evil monster.
It'll lift by morning.
Morning. I may not be here by morning.
What the devil do you mean by that?
I mean I may not be alive.
What are you talking?
Unless you help me. I asked you out here tonight because I was afraid to be alone.
But you said before that your sister-in-law, Carol, and her husband, what's his name, Everett, would be here.
Yes, Vincent, but you're my friend. You're my closest friend. For the past week, I had a feeling that death was coming here to the island. And then when the fog began to roll in from the sea, I knew it would be tonight.
Arthur, you're not making sense. You've got nothing to worry about. Except for being a little nervous, you're perfectly healthy.
You don't understand, Vincent. Valerie's come back.
Valerie?
Yes, she's here on the island.
For heaven's sake, Arthur, get hold of yourself.
She's here, out there, someplace in that fog.
That's impossible, and you know it. It's been 6 months since your wife Valerie drowned.
They never found her body. It was never washed up on shore.
A drowned body isn't always found.
She never went out on that boat.
Of course she did. It was all settled at the coroner's inquest.
No, there were some things that were never settled.
What do you mean by that?
You know Valerie. You know how strange and moody she was.
Well, a great many people are moody.
No. Not like Valerie was. She would prowl this island at night with that cat of hers always following. Everywhere she went, that cat would be with her. And on foggy nights, they'd be gone for hours.
Well, that still doesn't prove that Valerie wasn't on that boat.
Of course it does. Don't you understand? Cats hate water. I begged her many times to go out fishing with me. She'd never step foot in a boat.
Look, this is all just your imagination working overtime.
Oh, Vincent, she's come back to kill me. She hated me. From the day we were married, she hated me. On her wedding night, she flew into a rage. She scratched me. Her hand was like a claw, like a cat's claw. And now she's come back to kill me.
You better stop talking that
kind
of... The
cat disappeared the night Valerie did.
Well, of course it did. It drowned with her.
No. The cat's come back to the island. I heard it at night.
What you heard was probably a stray cat that wandered onto the island across the bridge. Now,
I'll get there. Hello.
Arthur Cameron.
Yes, who's this?
Listen. You have 6 hours to live, Arthur. Just 6 more hours.
It was Valerie. She spoke to me.
What are you talking about?
And the cat was with her. She said I had 6 hours to live.
6 hours? Here, let me have that phone.
It's no use. She's hung up.
Oh, maybe we can trace the call. Hello? Hello, operator. Operator.
You're going to kill me. You've got to help.
Now, just take it easy, Arthur. I'll get the police in a minute. Hello, operator. Operator.
What's wrong? Why doesn't she answer?
I think I know why. I'm afraid the wires have been cut. Come on. I'm driving you to the mainland.
Can't you drive faster?
With the fog as thick as it is, Arthur, I'm going faster than I should.
But you've got to get me off the island.
The bridge is just ahead. We'll be on the mainland in a few minutes. Say, I just remembered something.
What?
You said that Valerie's sister Carol and her husband Everett would be out here to visit you tonight.
Yes, but we can't wait for them.
What time did they say they'd be here?
8:30.
Well, it's past that now. They should drive along this road any moment. Maybe we'll meet them and then we'll...
Why did you stop? We can't stay here.
The bridge. If I hadn't stopped quickly enough, we'd both have been killed. This end of the bridge has been washed out.
Vincent, please, let's go back into the house. She's somewhere near us in the fog here. I can feel it.
I'm not going in until I find out where that phone wire was cut. I'm going to splice it together again. It's our only chance of reaching the police.
It's 9:00. An hour has gone by already. And if I'm not out of here by 2:00...
What is it?
Look. Look, you can see it through the fog. There's a strange yellow light down the road.
Hmm? Why, it's the headlight of a car. Coming this way.
A car.
Yeah, quick. Behind the house here and stay out of sight. It's turning into the driveway.
How could a car have come onto the island with that bridge washed out?
Shh. Be quiet. Somebody's getting out.
They're coming this way. What? It's Carol and Everett. Carol! Everett!
Arthur! What in the deuce are you doing out here in back of the house? You scared me.
Everett, I'm so glad you're here.
What's the matter, Arthur? You actually...
I'll tell you in a minute, but how did you get here?
How do... Say, what's gotten into you?
How did you get on the island?
We drove over the bridge and up the shore road. How else can you get here?
But how could you drive over the bridge? It's been washed out.
Washed out?
I saw it with my own eyes, and Vincent saw it too, didn't you, Vincent?
I certainly did.
Oh, Vincent, I didn't know you were here.
Yes, Everett, and I'm glad I am.
Well, you two must be mistaken. Carol and I drove over that bridge less than 3 minutes ago.
3 minutes, huh?
Why do you say it that way?
Are you sure you haven't been on the island longer than that?
What does he mean?
Hanged if I know.
Some very strange things have been happening. Arthur's life has been threatened.
What?
It's true, by your sister Valerie.
Don't you two know that April Fool's Day is months away?
Joke all you want, Everett, but it's true. Even the telephone wire has been cut.
This is the telephone.
Yeah.
So the telephone wire's been cut, huh?
You better answer it, Arthur.
I'm almost afraid.
Come on, I'll go in with you. Hurry, Arthur.
All right. Hello?
Hello, Arthur.
Valerie?
We're here, Arthur. Listen. It's 9 o'clock, Arthur. You have 5 more hours to live.
Waiting. I can't stand it. Why don't the police come?
Now, take it easy, Arthur. They'll be here. We only phoned them a few minutes ago.
But something might happen before they get here. We can't just sit around waiting for them to arrive.
Of course, it would be difficult to find anybody out there in that fog. But we could look around until the police got here.
No, I'm not going out there. She's waiting for me.
Arthur, please try to understand. It couldn't be Valerie.
You don't know any of you. I can feel it. She's coming closer and closer every minute.
Arthur, you've got nothing to worry about. I've got this gun. And believe me, I won't hesitate to use it.
Vincent, I didn't know you were in the habit of carrying a gun.
I gave it to him, Everett, before you arrived.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me with a gun?
I really don't trust anyone with a gun. Carol, what is
it? But there was something outside the window. A sort of face.
Carol, please, now don't you get started on this crazy nonsense.
No.
It's just a swirling fog.
No, I saw it. But now it's gone. I could make out the eyes. They were shining like the eyes of a... Look out!
She's here! She's coming for me!
Let's go, Everett. That came from the back of the house.
No, don't leave me
here. Carol, you go with Vincent. I'll stay with Arthur.
All right. Vincent, wait!
Arthur, I stayed with you because I want to talk about Vincent. I think it was foolish of you to give him that gun.
Vincent's my friend. I trust him.
You shouldn't.
Why do you say that?
Don't you remember how he acted at the coroner's inquest? He testified against you time and again, very subtly, to make them think you were responsible for Valerie's death.
You were wrong. Vincent would have no reason to do it.
No? He and Valerie were quite close before you came along, Arthur. Even after you came along.
That isn't true.
He even saw her the night she disappeared.
You don't know what you're saying.
At the inquest, he swore he wasn't on the island that night. But he was. And I can prove it. Here. Look at this.
The cigarette lighter.
Yes. With Vincent's initials on it. You can still see them through the rust.
Where did you get that lighter?
Carol and I found it in the water near the boathouse. I remember the day after Valerie disappeared, Vincent made a remark about losing his lighter. Now, do you still think he's such a friend?
What? If what you say is true, you and Carol and I have got to stay together until the police get here.
You're sure they're on the way?
Yes, they told me on the phone it would take them less than 15 minutes to get here.
Well, it may not be safe for you to wait for them here. We'll go down to the bridge to meet them.
No, I'm not going out in that fog. She's there waiting for me.
Look, Arthur, you've got more to fear from Vincent than anyone.
But don't come on before he returns. All right. We'd better go out through the French windows.
Good idea. Stay close to the house until we get to the garage.
The fog is so thick, I can't see you.
I'm just on the edge of the gravel path.
Wait. What's wrong?
Arthur, stay where you are.
Where are you?
Something's out here near us.
Don't move.
Just brush against me. Oh! Run! Run!
Dick,
kitty, kitty, kitty. Don't go away, kitty. We need you for a couple of more murders. Everett's dead, you know. That's what he gets for letting a black cat cross his throat. Say, how do you like that Valerie? She's some wife, huh? Nagging her husband right to the grave. The same one she's in. Well, Valerie's sore about that last phone call she made. The operator said to her,
5 cents for the next 5 murders, please.
Now let's get back to our frightened friends on that Florida island.
She meant to kill me, Carol. She mistook Everett for me.
Arthur, please. How is he, Vincent?
He's dead.
Oh, no. Everett.
It's as if his throat was torn open by a wild animal.
I told you she was more animal than human. She and that cat, they were in here.
Carol, you'd better not touch the body.
Oh, leave me alone. You've done enough already.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know exactly what it means, Vincent. And when the police come, I'm going to tell them how you ran away from me out there in the fog.
I didn't run away from you. I thought you were behind me when I came back to the house.
You're lying.
Just a moment, Carol.
What is it?
The cigarette lighter that Everett had in his hand. It's missing.
What cigarette lighter?
You know the one I mean. The one that was found in the water near the boathouse.
I haven't the faintest idea of what you're talking about.
I have. Arthur, you'd better search him.
Now, look here.
If you're as innocent as you claim to be, Vincent, you shouldn't mind.
All right, then go ahead and search.
I will after I make this call.
Whom are you calling?
The police. Can't understand why they haven't gotten here yet. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Hello.
Hello, operator. Will you please connect me with police headquarters and hurry?
Do you think you've been calling the police department all this time, Arthur?
Oh.
Yes. Valerie. We're still here. It's 10 o'clock, Arthur. You have just 4 more hours.
Arthur, where's Vincent?
I just left him. Carol, did you know about him and Valerie?
Well, yes, Arthur.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I wanted to. But after all, she was my sister.
We'll have to get away from him.
Yes. Well, suppose we tell him that we're going for the police. He can't have any objection to that.
But suppose he wants to come with us in the car.
Well, somebody has to stay here with Everett's body.
Would you think it's safe to leave him here? If he killed Everett, he'll have a chance to destroy any evidence.
We can't help that. It's safer to leave him here than to take him with us. He still has that gun of yours.
That's right, I have.
Vincent!
Forgive me for disturbing you two.
I thought you were supposed to be outside.
I was outside for a while. But I saw somebody moving around in the other room, so I came back. When I got to the other room, I found Everett's body missing.
What? Gone? Everett's body is gone?
Vincent, you were in that room before alone.
So was Carol after I left. Weren't you, Carol?
Oh, I don't remember. I may have been.
You were there alone, Carol. I remember.
Arthur, you walked with me to the front door. When I left the house, the body was still there. After that, I don't know what happened. But perhaps Carol does.
What are you driving at?
What do you think I'm driving at?
You mean that I did something with Everett's body?
Draw your own conclusions. I've drawn mine.
How dare you imply such things? I won't listen to another word of such talk. Not another word.
Well, Arthur, what do you think?
I don't know what to think. I'm going out of my mind. I don't know where to turn, who to trust.
You can trust me.
I wish I was sure that I could.
Oh, of course you can. Now, come here, Arthur. Don't you see? The one who hopes to kill you is trying to break you down first. Now, for your own sake, you mustn't give in. I don't know who's behind all this, but I do know this. It's all part of a plan to destroy you little by little. Don't you see that now?
Nothing makes sense.
Now, you listen to me, Arthur, and listen to me well, because there isn't a great deal of time left. We've got to get away from Carol while there's still time, while she's not here.
Why?
Can't you see? She's trying to kill you.
Wrong.
Yes. Don't be a fool. Carol is the one who lied to you. She and Everett both. They intended to murder you, but in the darkness and the fog, Carol made a fatal mistake. She thought it was you she was killing, not Everett.
No, that was Valerie in the room. A human animal was there. You saw the claw marks on Everett's throat.
That could be accomplished with an iron claw. Valerie is dead.
What makes you so sure of that?
I know she's dead. They never drove across that bridge at 9 tonight. They've been here on the island all evening.
How do you know that?
I know that because we saw that bridge with our own eyes. And I saw it again just 10 minutes ago. It's still down.
You're just saying that.
Come on with me, Arthur, and you'll see for yourself.
No, you're trying to get me out of the house, out into that fog where Valerie...
Will you stop being an idiot? Here. Take this gun. That'll make you feel any better. Take it and hold it in my back while we're outside. Now, let's get away from Carol while there's still a chance.
All right. Give me the gun.
Yeah.
Now, keep in front of me all the time. And I'm warning you, if you make one false move, I'll kill you.
You see? Carol and Everett were lying to us. The bridge is still down.
You're right, Vincent. They couldn't have come across that bridge.
Of course not. The only trouble is we can't get back over it now either.
But we've got to get off this island
somehow. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I should have thought of it before. Your boat.
I sold the motorboat after the accident.
Well, what about a rowboat?
There's still one of those down at the boathouse at the other end of the island.
Good. Then we can row over to the mainland.
Yes, yes, of course. Come on.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Back to the house for the car.
Don't be ridiculous. We can't go back there now. We got to walk.
All right, along the beach here.
Got to walk faster than that, Arthur.
Vincent, I have a feeling we're being followed.
Ah, just your imagination. Who could see us in this fog?
But I tell you that... We are being followed. I told you. Look behind us.
Yes, I can see it now. It's a cat.
And there's a woman with it. Valerie!
We've lost them, Arthur.
They can't be far behind.
Doesn't make any difference now. There's the boathouse just ahead.
The boat? It's not at the land.
Well, it must be. You can't see it because of the fog.
I can see it, isn't there?
All right, then we'll hide in the boathouse till morning.
You can't hide from the dead.
Oh, will you please stop that nonsense? We're dealing with somebody very much alive. You've still got that gun.
You can't harm the dead with a gun.
Come on, we're going inside. Door's locked.
I didn't lock it. This boathouse has never been locked before.
All right, wait here. I'll break through the window and come around through the inside. There, just wait for me. I'll lock the door.
They're coming, Vincent. Hurry, hurry.
Now, come on inside, Arthur. Better lock the door.
Yes.
Arthur. We're in luck. There's a phone here.
Well, that's right. I forgot.
Maybe it hasn't been disconnected like the other one.
I'll try it. Hello. Hello, operator.
Hello, Arthur. It's 11 o'clock, Arthur. Just 3 more hours.
Quarter of 2, Arthur. You can't stay here another minute.
And I can't run away anymore. Where would I go? Where would I hide? If she's going to kill me, let her come and do it.
You've still got 15 minutes.
Oh, my time's run out now.
Well, I wanted to help you save yourself, but you wouldn't let me. I'm not going to stay here another second.
Vincent!
This is your last chance. Do you want to make a run for it with me?
I told you it was no use.
All right, then there's nothing more I can do. Goodbye.
Yes, Arthur. I've come for you.
Valerie, please.
You know why I've come. Don't you?
Please, don't come any closer.
You hated me so much. Couldn't even wait until death came to me naturally. You knew how much I hated water. How much I was afraid of you.
Stand where you are. Don't come another step.
You despised me because I... Your bullets can't harm me. There's no way you can harm me anymore because I am dead. But I can harm you.
Valerie. Valerie, forgive me. Valerie, please forgive me. I was sorry as soon as I threw you off the boat, but it was too late. I dived into the water to find you, but I couldn't. I tried until my lungs almost burst. Please, please forgive me.
Why? Why didn't you tell the police?
I wanted to live. For now, it doesn't make any difference.
You're wrong about that, Arthur.
Listen.
It makes a big difference to us.
What are you doing back here?
I was listening outside to your confession.
Confession?
Thank you, Miss Mason. That'll be all.
Yes, sir.
Miss Mason!
The fog outside and this dim light in here helped her disguise.
And it wasn't Valerie.
How could it be? Valerie's dead, isn't she? And the dead can't really return.
But Everett, who killed him?
Everett? Everett's alive.
Very much alive, Arthur.
What?
It wasn't hard for me to pretend being dead with Vincent and Carol keeping you away from my body.
And you, all of you worked
in on this together. Yes. The police couldn't help us because Valerie's body was never found. But we knew you had killed her. We just had to wait for the chance to prove it.
And now you have my confession.
Come on, Arthur.
Wait a minute, Everett. Hello? Hello, Bennett. It's all over. Yeah. You can hook up the wires again. And Bennett, you'd better get to work on that bridge right away. We're making a trip to the mainland.
It's an outrage. All those juicy chances for murder and not one drop of blood spilled. Well, I guess that's the way it is some nights. You just can't lay away a corpuscle. And that Valerie, what a dud she turned out to be. Didn't even have enough courage to step out of her grave. Confidentially, though, the reason is Valerie doesn't like to be seen in shrouds. Oh, no. No, there's no moral to this story. Just the ugly fact that when you're dead, brother, you're dead.
Sanctum was heard in the United States over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, and has been rebroadcast for servicemen and women overseas. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.